Blog Talk Radio.
Lucretia Borgia, in fact, Otto Respighi, the Italian composer, wrote Pines of Rome, Fountains of Rome. He even wrote an opera about Lucretia, and if you've seen the Stars series, and I think HBO on the Borgias, she was the daughter of, get this, a pope, Alexander VI, the Spanish Borgias, and of course you didn't want to go to lunch or dinner at Lucretia's house because you might get poisoned. So, and of course we have our Lucretia Borgias today in politics, and we won't mention any names. Also today is the birthday of Clarence Darrow, and I think we have a clip for him on, he's talking about a great Chicago lawyer who had the murder cases of Bobby Franks, a thrill murder. And he successfully saved these wealthy Jewish boys from the death penalty. One eventually died in San Quentin, not San Quentin, but Stateville, which was Illinois' San Quentin-type prison. And one of the murderers of Bobby Franks tried to sexually assault somebody in the prison shower, and he was stabbed to death. And the other one, Leopold, was paroled, and he went to Puerto Rico, and he died in the last, I think, the last 10 years. But Darrow didn't believe in capital punishment, and he was very articulate as to why people went into a life of crime, and we'll get into that in a little bit. The great Polish, well, he's Polish ethnic, Leopold Sikorski. And his mother was Irish, but he was born in England, and he never used the baton when he conducted. He studied the organ, and he rearranged a lot of classical pieces. He was a great conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and he married, in his old age, he married Gloria Vanderbilt of the Jeans fame. They had twin sons, and one of them committed suicide, jumped off the ledge in New York. Also on this day, we had Barbara Hale, who was a secretary in the Perry Mason series. Remember that on TV? And, of course, on among the deaths today was the great Otto Respighi. He wrote an opera about Lucretia Borgia. David Livingstone was buried in, the great explorer was buried in Westminster Cathedral. The great Japanese Admiral Yamamoto was shot down over Rabaul in 1944. also in World War II, the great, one of the truly real journalists, Ernie Pyle, was killed in the Pacific. One of the developers of the atom bomb and physics, Albert Einstein, died on this day. Among the events today, we had Paul Revere, 1775, who ran, who was on his horse, didn't have YouTube, or not YouTube, but didn't have telephones and telegraphs and Twitter in those days, so he had to get on his horse, and the horse wasn't named Twitter, and he warned people the British are coming to Lexington and all of that. Robert E. Lee, the son of Light Horse Harry Lee, Robert E. Lee was one of the great military leaders, went to West Point, and he was served a lot with Grant, General Taylor, or Jefferson Davis, in the Mexican War. And he was offered, at the beginning of the American Civil War, Lincoln offered him the command of all the Union armies, and Lee declined, saying that my first loyalty is to my home state of Virginia. One of the great SPCA, Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the San Francisco one, was founded in 1868. It was founded because there was cruelty to the horses who pulled the cable cars. And during World War II, the San Francisco SPCA took the animals from the pets from Hawaii because of the fear of a Japanese invasion and slaughtering of the animals. Also on this day in San Francisco in 1906, there was the earthquake, and we had another one in 1989, and we're expecting another earthquake. Also in 1939, Franz von Papen was Catholic, who was one of the people responsible for bringing Hitler to power, because von Papen thought that he could control Hitler, but Hitler was smarter than von Papen. Von Papen was shipped off to Turkey as the ambassador, and there's a famous movie called Five Fingers starring James Mason, and what it involves is that the valet to the German ambassador, who was von Papen, was a spy for the Nazis, and he was greedy, and he learned the combination to the safe, and he gave the British, and they gave him, the Germans rather, the British secrets of to invade Normandy and many other secrets, and the Germans were overwhelmed by this wealth of information, and they didn't believe it, even though it was true, and the Germans paid the valet in counterfeit money, British pounds, and the famous movie Five Fingers, starring James Mason, accurately depicts this. Also on this date, World War II, General Jimmy Doolittle bombed Tokyo off the deck. B-25s flew off the deck before they got close enough to Japan. They flew off the deck of the USS Hornet, which is a memorial over here in San Francisco Bay over in Alameda. Also, and this is very relevant to today, one of the Egyptian army officers, Abdel Gamal Nasser, perfected the coup, which he declared himself the leader of Egypt, and we're facing that situation again. And I have predicted that, again, the Egyptian army, which was trained by the British, they will, one of their generals or top military people will become the dictator of Egypt. They don't want the Muslim Brotherhood running things over there. And also, Alex Haley on this day received the Pulitzer Prize for his book, which ABC made into a miniseries called Roots. Well, it turns out that he may have plagiarized this, and also there are growing questions about the Pulitzer Prize. Who are the people that sits on this committee that chooses these winners of the Pulitzer Prize? And they have never taken back the prize given to Walter Duranty, who committed major fraud when he covered up Joseph Stalin's deliberate starvation of Ukrainians and other kulaks in Russia because they didn't want to become collectivized. Walter Duranty was the New York Times correspondent in Moscow in the 20s and 30s. He had a bad leg. Stalin plied him with vodka and gave him a houseboy and a car, and you can draw your own conclusions from that. But he got a Pulitzer Prize and for fraud, and he never gave it back, nor did the Pulitzer Prize revoke it. There have also been other scandals. Washington Post, where you had a black woman who wrote a fictional story about a boy who was in public housing in Washington, D.C., and who died from a cocaine addiction that was a fraud. There was another New York Times fraud involving another black who fictionalized, this is recent, another story, and, of course, the Pulitzer Prize. But the question is, who sits on this committee? Who chooses these committee people? Who chooses these prize winners? Everybody says, oh, Pulitzer Prize, and you salam toward Washington or New York. But we should ask the questions of who's sitting on that committee, who chooses these people, what criteria is used, and are these people, is this genuine artistic creation of the award winners, or is there plagiarism like there was with Alex Haley? The country is finally realizing that there is such a thing as public corruption in California. You know, usually you hear about Chicago, New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, even Montreal, Canada, where they had a guy up there known, Duplessis, who was known as the Mayor Daley of Canada. He ran that city like Mayor Daley ran the Chicago machine in Cook County. Anyway, what's interesting is that finally the feds are looking at these people who were in the state legislature, like Leland Yee, who was an immigrant from China, and Keith Jackson, who's a black born in San Francisco, and other people. There were about 27 people indicted. But anyway, you know, you think that this is only just a minor federal investigation of a few people, but it isn't, because it's widespread, and it is an example of what happens when there's one party that's, in effect, the dictator of politics in an area. Leland Yee is just symptomatic of other corruption, where we have pedophiles who were conned into the school district. He was sitting on the school district board. He was also a child psychologist, and he ignored all these violations that went on, where lesbians were allowed to come into the school district and allegedly had after-school parties for young girls. There was a rape committed by two lesbian gym teachers. Girl was raped in the showers after gym class. Boys were cases of rape, male rape. And, of course, these things were covered up. And then we had one school board member who was from New Jersey, and he was reputedly the head of NAMBLA, the Man Boy Love International Pedophile Organization, and he was pushing the pedophile agenda in the school district. And his model, so his critics say, was condoms C, showers, soap, and toilet paper. And yet, the kids had to go to McDonald's to use the toilets, and McDonald's charged them $1. There was no soap. There was no showers. Kids did not want to take gym class because after gym class, you're supposed to take a shower so you don't smell up your classmates in your classroom after you've had gym class, which is necessary to build up your body. So these are just part of the things. Also, two school district administrators were going around the San Francisco school district with a bag, and they would appear at the principal's offices and administrators, and they were there to collect political campaign contributions in cash for the superintendent at the time, Robert Alioto, not related to the Aliotos of San Francisco. He came from Yonkers, New York. And what Robert Alioto would do was take and he would distribute it to school board members who kept him in power. That's how the system worked. We also had contracts that were for surplus school district land, which were given to these bogus affordable housing corporations. And through that mechanism, at least two school district architects got affordable condos. These were some of the things that went on in the San Francisco Unified School District, which the corruption in this district is quite different from corruption in other school districts and in other political machines across the United States. And, of course, the morons in the media, some of the media people got condos, and one guy, Dennis O'Patrini, who was from Illinois, kind of our Jake Lingo, he got a condo. And he wrote for a legal newspaper and for the San Francisco Examiner, Herald Examiner, which was a Hearst paper. These things went on, and of course, the media covered up for its own, and we call them media morons or media mediocrities. But the scandal is going to get wider because a lot of people are very upset. Now, one of the things we're just hearing is that the guy who did X-Men, I forgot his name, there's so many scandals, turned out to is accused of being a pedophile who raped, sexually abused young boys, and a lawsuit was filed in federal court, I believe, in Hawaii. Well, the English papers have picked up on this pedophile a Hollywood producer, and of course they had their own problems with Sir Jimmy Savile, who worked for the British Broadcasting Company, reputedly sexually abused about 300 to 400 young kids, mostly boys. There were other there was scandals in the British juvenile penal system, where young boys were sexually abused in British. Juvenile penal institutions, and of course it had happened here too. But these things have gone on, and then of course Margaret Thatcher, one of her aides, is accused of homosexual abuse, and it stuff that you will not read in a lot of American papers, but you'll pick it up on the web, and you'll pick it up on these foreign newspapers. But of course, there's this conspiracy apparently of silence here in the United States, and they're not helping the victims. It's just a damn shame that this goes on. Now, I'm losing my voice. Also, one other thing. In 1993, the Northern District of California, the U.S. Attorney's Office, prosecuted the head of one of the administrators in the U.S. Department of HUD here in San Francisco, and the director of HUD for Region 9, a guy named Robert Damani, had to resign, although he got 2 weeks to clear his office out. That's unheard of. And the scandal was the biggest importation of illegal drugs from Thailand, and the DEA informant over there was brutally tortured and murdered, and it was known as the biggest bust of heroin in U.S. history. Ironically, NBC was allowed to set up cameras in this warehouse in Hayward, California. Now, it turns out that one of the school board members, a woman named Rosario Anaya, who came from Bolivia, Cochabamba, which is to Bolivia what Medellin is to Colombia, and she hired a guy, illegal alien, who came into California with a load of cocaine and masquerading as a contractor, and she hired him or had some relationship with him to work on her house in Alameda County, where she lived and lied about when she claimed to be living in San Francisco and running for office in San Francisco County, but she really lived in Alameda County in Oakland. And the guy set her house on fire and then fled back to Bolivia. Stupidly, he came back through Mexico with another load of coke that was busted, and Rosario and I petitioned the Mexican authorities to release this guy so he would come up and be sent up to Alameda County to as a defendant in this case where he set her house on fire. Well, they told her where to go. But this was an earlier drug bust involving public officials, especially a school board member. But we have this other case now with Leland Yee and the former head of the San Francisco School Board, a black named Keith Jackson. And there may be more, but this is what goes on. Now, the guy who, the Hollywood producer who was being charged in a federal court case, is named Brian Singer. And so that'll be on the web. Apparently, there seems to be some substance to these accusations that for a period of time that he promised these young boys features in productions that he was putting on as a producer, and there were these parties of involving underage boys where there was drugs and sexual activity involving minors. And so this has not been published in so far in like the San Francisco Chronicle or other papers that we have seen, but the British papers are picking it up. So these things go on. Not only that, there are pedophile connections to judges here in California. We have one judge, Kevin Ryan, Canadian, who lied about how he entered the United States. He claimed to have lived all his life in San Francisco, when in fact his one of his documents indicated he was born in Alberta, Canada. Well, in the notorious Steve Neary U.S. Navy sailor case, who was a young boy who was raped by a political connected illegal alien, Ryan concealed the fact that a San Jose policeman had arrested the rapist, Juan Pifre, in a San Jose public toilet in a children's playground. And so, and then this same judge placed ads in male prostitution pedophile newspapers, the Bay Reporter. So these things go on, and of course, don't be surprised that some of these people are being what I call lavender mailed or blackmailed. But these things go on, and we've got to cleanse our system, because I believe, and other people believe, that the country is ready for renaissance, renewal, and reform. We'll be back Monday. I hope I have my voice back, and at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, and hopefully we'll have an interview with Patrick Butler, who is an expert on Abraham Lincoln and the assassinations and other such topics. And we'll have more interviews with other people. So have a safe weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. And we will end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
We'll be back Monday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Peter Paul Brizola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and our Amicus Veritas blog, AMICUSVERITAS.net. Good night. Stay safe.